Good morning. Who's excited to be back in church? I'm really excited. I'm super excited. We got so many kids in the house. This is awesome. I want to, as everyone kind of finds their seats, I want to share just a quick word that I feel is really relevant for us this morning. As we were praying down here this morning, obviously this is a unique morning for being out of church for two and a half months. I recognize that a lot of us are in different places spiritually than we were 2.5 months ago. That may be good for some and bad for others. I feel the word of the Lord for the church this morning is this: respond. I felt the Lord say in my spirit, respond. I don't care where you are right now. I want you to respond to what I'm doing in this hour. Move with me. Move with me. Do not give authority to your emotions this morning. Respond. Move with Him. Respond. Let's move with Him. Everyone stand up. I want you to open your hands. We're going to receive from the Lord. You know, with Him, there's real food, there's real drink. And it doesn't matter, again, how you feel or what the last 2 months have been like in your life or mine. It's time for us to respond and come to the table of the Lord, to eat and drink freely. So, Holy Spirit, You are here. We declare that You are welcome in this place.
Thank You, Lord.
We open our hearts to You. We respond with You. We shift into gear this morning with You. We say yes to whatever You're doing. That's what we want. If You're not in it, we don't want it. We're moving with You this morning. Old things are gone. Behold, He makes all things new. Forget what's behind. Let's move forward into what's ahead. Further up and further in with Him. Further up and further in. We move with You this morning in Jesus' name.
So good to be back together. It's so good to see your faces. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. We honor You this morning. You're the reason that we have come together.
You.
none like you. So we bless your name this morning. You are worthy. In every season, you are worthy. You are always good. We fix our eyes upon you. You are good and you are worthy. We engage with you this morning. We thank you for who you are. We love you, King Jesus. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. We stir ourselves up to love you more. Would you expose every place in us that does not love you with all that we have and with all that we are? We offer ourselves to you. We bless your name, Jesus.
Come down, Spirit, break out.
break out. Oh, in the light, heaven come down. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out.
I want to encourage the fathers of the house along with the kids to come down front and worship during this last song. When we started all the virus stuff, 2 Chronicles 20 was one of the scriptures that was really impressed on me, and it talks about Israel, the men and the women with all of their little ones. They stood before the Lord in worship and fasting, and there was breakthrough. And when David McDonald was here, we had a night where the fathers were down front. So I'm encouraging you. I know you may not feel like it. I'm asking the dads of the house with their little ones to come down front. I want to remind us all. I opened the paper today, and there's so much overwhelming news right now. And I felt the father say, with all this going on, my concern is this, my bride. I'm concerned with my church, the bride. Let's remember that He's high and lifted up. So let's stay in that place of worship. Jesus, You are the exalted Son of God and the Son of Man. You are seated at God's right hand. You are above the surface of the earth. You are God in heaven. You do that which pleases You. We declare Your glory. We declare that it's what we want, a manifestation of your glory. So we pray that let it start with us. Transformation, revival, a manifestation of your glory in our community, in South Central Alaska, in the United States, in the nations of the earth. Be glorified in our midst. You can bring the buckets up. We're going to have the buckets up here for tithes and offerings. We bless the financial offerings of this house. I know that there's economic tension, obviously, right now, and for some people specifically, but we bless this house. We bless the families of this house financially, regardless of what your circumstances are. So just agree with me in that. We say yes, that the Lord will provide. We pray for an abundance. We pray for an overflow. We bless the tithes and the offerings of this house. Let's continue to worship.
This is a new song that I'm introducing. And I love this song because of its simplicity. This is a song where we posture ourselves to call upon the name of the Lord. Yeshua, Jesus. And we remind ourselves that He is the beautiful one. That when we have the privilege one day of laying eyes upon Him, He will be the most beautiful one that we have ever seen. And on Pentecost, we always focus on the gift of the Holy Spirit that was released. And I want us to stir ourselves up to remember that Jesus is the one who sent the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of Jesus that we are crying out for. It is Jesus Himself that we want more of.
Thousands and thousands. Power, yours is the glory forever.
only name that saves. Yeshua. Jesus, King of Kings. We honor your name. There's power in your name. We bless your name this morning.
While we were worshiping, the Lord was showing me stuff that we all accumulate, like worldly stuff that He wants to remove. And He always likes to talk to me in my own language, of course, and He probably talks to you in yours. I don't know if this term will make sense to you or not, so I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea what the term means. But, in carpentry type stuff, occasionally I might be up measuring something and someone down on the ground is cutting something for me, and so I'll say, like, 24 inches, leave the line. I don't know if you know what that means by leave the line or erase the line, but it's basically the width of a pencil mark. I want it a little long, maybe, so 24 plus the half the width of that line that you just put on the wood. So leave the line or erase the line. It's like I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to do a work in you today. And I'm not going to leave the line. There's not going to be any residual of what I've removed. No mark of what I've removed. I'm not going to measure and cut and leave the line. I'm going to remove the line in what I'm removing. Those things from you today that you don't need anymore, you never really needed. So I believe that's a word for some of us here in the room today specifically, and maybe all of us generally, but I think today especially, I think there's some of us, me included, that needed to hear that today. So, amen.
I hear the Lord this morning. He says there's a garden. There's a garden. When Adam was born, God placed him in a garden. And He said it was delightful. That was the name of the garden, delightful. And when you and I were born again, God called us to that very same garden, because that garden is heaven, and we are heaven dwellers. That's our abode, and we have a choice. We can live in all of this, and boy, some of this is attractive, right? And He's given some of it for us to enjoy, right? But our real dwelling place is the garden. You know, the garden was just the beginning place. And from there, we were supposed to expand it forever. Just keep going. And a snake got in there, and of course, we all know the story, Adam gave away its authority. He didn't give away what was God's. He gave away what was His, the authority. He was the first man. But the second Adam, Jesus, says, come with me. Come with me. I want to give all of that back to you. Today's the day. Step back into the garden. There's life there. Everything is growing. Everything's alive. Everything is healthy. Everything is for your good. Step into the garden.
That was great, Kim. As we wrap up worship, I want to lead us in just a really simple prayer. And it's this. This is a good one for kids, too. You must increase, I must decrease. You must increase, I must decrease. Right? The words of John the Baptist. So let's just pray, all right? Father, we thank you for the ability to be together again. Not on Zoom. We are together. We are meeting together physically. We are people who are asking that you would increase and that we would decrease. Jesus, increase. Give us grace to decrease. You must increase. We must decrease. We love you. We set our affection upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Hey, give a round of applause to the worship team.
I want to address something really quick just to kind of put everybody at ease. I recognize that we are currently not able to have children's church and nursery and things like that. So parents, I'm not worried about what your kids may or may not do. I'm not worried about, you're not going to distract me. You're not going to bother me when I stand up here and preach. If your kids are, you know, being kids, God forbid, it's all good, okay? So don't freak out, feel like you got to run out. Don't feel like you've got to, you know, hold their mouth and nose until they stop breathing for a little while. Seriously, I recognize we're in a bit of a unique situation right now. So just be at ease, be okay with where your kids are. And, you know, if you do need, like if you're a nursing mom, you're welcome to go into the nursing mom's room, which is right off the sanctuary over here, and sit and nurse your baby if you want. If you need to take your child and go out in the hall, feel free to do that. Don't feel like you're going to, like, make somebody weird out or whatever. Certainly won't weird me out. So you receive that. By the way, my name is Zach. If you're new and you don't know who I am, you're like, who's this dude standing up here telling us what to do? My wife and I pastor the church here, and so we just wanted to say welcome. Glad everybody's here, and just wanted to lay that at rest so nobody's too weirded out.
Okay, so we're going to greet one another. How is that going to work legally? Okay. All right, so we're going to say hi to people. Use your best judgment. I want to share one visual illustration I had. I feel like God talks me through campfires a lot. And Julie and I were camping this weekend. We were at our campfire. It was a really hot fire. And it was like midnight. We're like, we should probably go to bed. How are we going to put this thing out? It's so hot. You know what we did? You can pour water on a fire, but that's not the best way to do it. What's the best way? Dirt or spread it all out, right? Spread it all out. And Julia's like, that's a great illustration. Let's not spread each other out. Let's burn hot together. Because we come together, there's some heat. I can even feel it just in the room. So be wise about how you greet one another. We're going to do that now. All right, so go for it.